Now you're giving the shame of a lulav. Maybe that's called something new. Now this thing that's new, it's a kinyan. It's called shinu hashem. And also, it's like, it's considered like it's not the same chafetz you stole anymore. So therefore, there wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah bobi avera. So why can't the avantri themselves be mekayim the mitzvah, even if they themselves would cut off their dasim? The Torah says, no. Mikore nami la'asa hoshana kori le'i. Now this is not called really a change of the name. Mikore, at the beginning, nami la'asa hoshana. You cut off these hadasim. These are called hadasim that are going to be used for the lulav. That's what it was called before. So it's nothing new, the fact now you put the hadasim in the lulav. Like the lulav is also called a lulav, hadasim, and a rovis. So it's not really called, you changed any names. Rashi Hashanah Korulu, Al Shem Shirigidim Li'ogdim L'Hashanah B'chag. That since you get out, that's the kashim, and the Teretz is that it's not called something new. Even at the beginning also, when you first cut off the hadasim, it's also considered like you cut off these hadasim to be used for the lulav. Therefore, it's not called the Shinu Hashem, and it's not called the Shinu Maisa. Therefore, Rava told these Avankrim, these people that buy off the Goyim, make sure you yourself do not cut off the Adasim, because then you can't use it for your own Lulav. If you want to use it for your own Lulav, make sure the Goyim themselves first cut off the Hadasim. Therefore, the Goyim made the Gizela, and now when you buy it off them, that's called the good Shinu Rishus, and Yish, which Shinu Rishus is kind of, and it's not called you did the Maisik Zayla, there's no psul of mitzvah above your veil. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Suke Gizula. If somebody stole the sukkah, v'yamasachech b'shus harabim, or else somebody goes and builds a sukkah in the middle of b'shus harabim, and puts chach on top of it in the middle of the b'shus harabim, you build your sukkah. So it's a machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer poisel. Rabbi Eliezer says in both cases it's no good. If you steal somebody's sukkah, or else if you make your sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, it's also called like Gezel, like Rashi. Hanami Gezel HaRabim. You're also stealing from the Rabim. Like it's not your property. Who gave you a right to use it? It's the Rishus HaRabim. It belongs to everybody. You don't have a right to use it. So therefore, by you using it now, it's called Gezel. So Rabbi Lezah holds, if you steal a sukkah, or you use the Rishus HaRabims, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Chachomim Machshirin. The Chachomim say no, still it's kosher. We'll soon see what we're talking about. The Chachamim say, even if you steal the sukkah, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, Omar Rav Nachman says like this, Machlokes, you know what this argument is between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? B'she'toikev es chaveiroi. You grab a hold of your friend. In other words, your friend has his own house and made his own sukkah in his own backyard. And you go in there, you big bully, and you take your friend and throw him out of his sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. You grab a hold of your friend, and you throw him out of his sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. What's the law in such a case? Could you be mekayim the mitzvah now that you're sitting in your friend's sukkah or not? Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shita, that he holds, no, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? The Yomar Rabbi Eliezer we had before said that ein adam yoytze yedechavosai b'sukkosha shachaveroi. The Eliezer shita before was, the sukkah has to belong to you. You have to own it. Tasa l'chor, the pasuk says, the sukkah has to be yours. You can't be yoytze mitzvah sukkah if you sit in somebody else's sukkah. So there, see it like it's a monashuk now. Ikak and exelis, if you want to tell me when you steal, you throw your friend out of his property. It's called you're stealing his property. So you want to say then you have a kinyan exela. Maybe it should be called yours. Still, sukkah gezulahi. That's called a stolen sukkah. And a stolen sukkah, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah. V'nami karka ain't an exelis. And even if you want to tell me no, like we all halacha, karka is not an exelis, like we had before. If you go take your friend and throw him out of his property, and you take over the land, that's not called a maisek zela. It's not called you stole it from him. You don't have a kinyan zela. Property, land, we say, it's always in the ownership of the original owner, unless he sells it or zvafker it. Gives it for a present. But you can't just throw them out. That doesn't give you a kinyan gzela. So if you want to tell me now that karka is ain't an exelis, so therefore the gazlin does not own it, so whose sukkah is it? It's a sukkah shulahi. It's a sukkah that you're like you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Really, it still belongs to your friend. It's his property. He owns it. You just threw him out of here. But really, as far as ownership goes, your friend still owns the sukkah. Therefore, you're like borrowing your friend's sukkah. It's not a nice way to do it.
But really, a pialoch, it's only called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Well, instead of asking him, you just threw him out. But the mice, it still belongs to him, it's still his sukkah, and you're using his sukkah.
So that's a shiloh. According to Rebbe Lezer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because Rebbe Lezer holds with a sukkah shula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah has to belong to you. So here, mamonishach, if karkas ain't an exelus, you don't own it, so it's not yours, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And even if you want to tell me, Rebbe Lezer holds maybe that karka is an exelus, and you do have a kinyan zela, but I call upon him, there's a possible to say that a sukkah gzula is possible. So Rashi says like this, Machlekes Rashi, hod the possible Rebbe Eliezer. When does Rebbe Eliezer say it's possible the sukkah is no good? For going to talk off as chaveru bechazoka. You grabbed the hold of your friend with strength, for you see your mister cost and you threw him out of his sukkah. Habnu yev a karka shel nigzol that was built on his own property. The sukkah now, since it's attached to the ground, is also called like karka. Therefore, just like karka is an exelus, the sukkah is also an exelus. Here, monashach, this sukkah is no good. Im yesh ala karka teres gezel kishar metaltlim lamed becheskas agazlon. If you want to tell me, Rebbe Lezer holds that when you steal somebody's property, it's called gezela. And like now it's in your rishus, you're the king, you own it, you're a gazlin. Still, the klal is sukkah gezulahi. Rebbe Lezer dorish tatsa lecho mishelecho v'loi gzula v'loi shula. Hidashan, the pasuk says lecho, it has to belong to you legally. And not if it's yours, but turns to the king gezela. V'loi gzula, gzula is no good. V'loi shula either, even if you borrow, it's also no good. So Mamona Shach, here this sukkah is possible. But if it's gzula, the pasuk says l'cho, and not stolen goods. The end of the gzela, if you want to tell me, it's not called stolen goods. If this gzela is not chal on kakam, v'chol ha-yomim. V'yashus by lehi, have ilu shula, still, the cloud is as blind like you're borrowing it, shula. O pluk tobi ha-goizel, it's a machlekes n'gemar b'vakamam. Some say yes, even by property, by land, you could steal it. The Dorish Rebu Yamiyat, Vikalamandiya Makak, and an exilus. The Dorish Kholi Proti. So, may Allah call upon him according to Rebbe Lezer, no matter which way you hold, Rebbe Lezer will understand. Either it's called a Sukkah Gezula, that you're not Makan of the Mitzvah, of course it's stolen, it's not Lecho, or else even if you want to tell me there's no Din Gezela on Kaka, but it still does not belong to you, it's only like Shulah, it's still your friends. And you can't be yotze with sukkah that belongs to your friend. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. So tomorrow, what are the rabbanon hold though? For rabbanon latamayu, the rabbanon go according to that time also. The amri, the rabbanon say, Odom yotze yedechavotze v'sukkos ha-shechaveroi. Yes, during sukkis, if you go nicely, of course, and ask your friend, can I use your sukkah? And he says, yes, you're allowed to do it. You could be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even though the sukkah does not belong to you. There's no din lechor, it has to belong to you. Shula is also good. If you borrow it, it's also good. Lechor is only a psul of gzula. If you steal it, you did like you're stealing it, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But over here, the rabbanon hold, the karka ain't an exelus. You have to say that they hold karka is not an exelus. Since the land, the sukkah still belongs to the original owner, and you did not steal it, it's not called exela by karka. Therefore, all it is, the sukkah shulahi. All it is really now is just called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Even though you're not getting permission for it, he's not giving you rishus, but still, it's not called gezel, you're not stealing it, because karka is an exelus. So really, all it's called is you're using your friend's. Without his permission, that's called like shula. Therefore, according to the Rabbonin, you would in the kind of the mitzvah sukkah. Because the maisi is sitting in a sukkah, that's kosher, and it's not gezel, it's not stolen. Therefore, according to the Rabbonin, it's kosher. Rashi v'Rabbon l'tamayu. The Amri the Rabbanon say, Yoitze Odem B'sukkah Sheinah Shaloi. Yes, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah with your friend Sukkah. B'shula. B'svila the Karka Ein an Exelus. The Rabbanon the Amri Perek Agoizel the Karka Ein an Exelus. Oplig Yoled Rab Lezer. Nami Vaho. The Exelus Kark Yukach. Shulihi. Fuad did Nami Hevele L'meimla Rab Nachman L'meimla the Rab Lezer L'taim of the Yom Agoizel Karka N'Exelus. B'sukkah Gzulihi. The Miyayashi Baila Minei. Kishar metaltlin, Rebbe Lekaka becheskas gazlin. Rabbon le time of the yom akak and an exilus. Ushili, we could have said clearly this machlekis, that Rebbe Lezer holds it is called gezel, and the rabbonim say it's not called gezel. El yom ha'och yavi mashma de moed Rebbe Lezer b'shula. If it would have said like this, it would have been mashma, then Rebbe Lezer only says it's no good, because the old karki is stolen, is an exilus.
But it would only be borrowing it, it would be good. The Anan, we hear not like that. The Anan, Kimlan by Yosh, we have the parrot before. The Af Bishula Posel, that even if you're just borrowing, even if you get permission to use your friend's sukkah, according to Rabbi Lez, it's no good. The Torah says, L'cho, the sukkah has to belong to you. Hilkach, therefore here, the Gemara says, Omala Rav Nachman. Mimon of Shuk, here, no matter what you say, it's no good. Klaimer. Inam, even if you want to tell me that your blessed maybe would hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that kak is not nigzel, hafiluhachi posole. Here you should know, still it's possible. Posole. Mishum shula. Because it's not called your own sukkah, it's called the sukkah you're borrowing from your friend without permission. Therefore, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashenken, according to the Rabbanan, though, they hold karka is einan exilis. It's called a shula you're using your friends. And the lachem is you're allowed to use your friends according to the Rabbanan. Therefore, you mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the way Rav Nachman says. So as Rav Nachman, avol, what's going to be the case? Avol goes al eitzim. If somebody goes to his friend's house and steals wood, v'sichach behen, and you put it on top of your sukkah, use it for schach, you steal wood, you steal bamboo sticks from your friend, and you put it on top of your schach, your sukkah, tivrei hakel, everybody holds, ein lo yelo d'mayetzim, that you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. And all you have to do is just pay back the value of the bamboo sticks, that's all. Ein lo, the nigza, the one you stole from, only has a taina, could get from you, elo d'mayetzim. Only the value of the Yetzim. So Rashi explains why is that. Rashi, Abba Gozal Yetzim Sichach Behem. Ein zu loik zu lov loy shula. This is not called stolen goods. This is not called you have stolen bamboo sticks. And it's not called shula. It's not called you're borrowing it. Tekoninu bishino maisa. Because you are koinu it. It belongs to you right now. With the shino maisa. That you're changing it from a bamboo stick into schach. Vishinu Hashem also, you change the name of it also. Before it was bamboo sticks, now it's called Tchach. So since you made a Shinu Hashem and a Shinu Maisam, V'yoyed, another thing as Rashi says, Mishum Takonas Hashovim. These are Takonim of the Rabbonin, that if somebody steals a beam, and he builds a house with it, so even though really you shouldn't be Koiner at Midiraisa, let's say, and you should have to return it to the original owner, the Rabbonin made a Takonim to say, no, you don't have to return it. Because if you have to still return it, a person won't do tshuva. It's too hard to do tshuva. I feel if I have to return, I have to break down my whole house, it's too much, I won't do tshuva. So therefore the Rabbanan said, if you have your beam that you put in your house already, you don't have to knock down your house. You should know you own it. Just pay back the money. That's at the corner of the Rabbanan. Here also, since you stole these beams, these bamboo sticks, and you made tzchach out of it, we say now with the Rabbanan as if you're koiner it, and you don't have to give it back to the original owner anymore. You just have to pay the value of it. But the actual sticks you own. So since you own the actual sticks, it's not called the sukkah gzula, therefore you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Rashi did Rashi v'yoyed mishum takonas hashovim. Ein etzorach lister binyon. You don't have to break down your house. El yach tzedom. Just return the value of it. Or the arminim perakayoshin. The moed the rabbonim b'gzula. I, Rashi's bother boy. How is there a case then that you stole the sukkah that you're not mekayim the mitzvah according to rabbonim? Like Sofa was saying, if you throw the guy out of his rishus, it's not chal gzeilim. If you steal sticks and build a sukkah, it remains your sticks, it's your sukkah. So where's the case that sukkah gzula is possible according to Rabbanan? So Rashi says, lav begoizel sukkah mechaberes hakarka. We're not talking about you steal a sukkah that's attached to the ground. V'loi begoizel eitzim. And now we steal sticks or mesachibim and you build a sukkah out of it. In these two cases, it's yours. Or else with mechuba, there's no ding zela. And when you steal the sticks and build it, it becomes yours. Elo, there we're talking about the goizel sukkah ha'asuya b'reish ha'gola. Let's say you have a sukkah on top of a wagon. Somebody made a sukkah on top of a wagon. Now in a wagon, it's not called karka. You can steal somebody's wagon. So the same way you can steal wagon, you can steal the sukkah also. Or b'reish ha'svina, or else you made a sukkah on top of a ship. And then you went ahead and stole the whole ship. That's the case that in such a case, even according to Rabbanan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's the case that the Torah says, a gzula is posel. Where's the case? Where you stole the ship, where you stole the wagon, and the sukkah's on top of it. The atzman exelus, ain't the mechaberes hakarka, ain't the love of hafta domin, ela kamoi shi benuya, the ain't kam mishon tachonas hashovin, shu la Torah chalel of noisav, lo yhoitzi ola yitzi a sukkah gzula hi. In such a case also, you have to return the whole ship. You have to return the whole wagon. You didn't do anything to it. You didn't like build it over again to say it's something new now. You could keep it, midrabbanan. No, you just stole the wagon. You have to give it back again. So in such a case, that's a pure gzela. Then even according to the Rabbanin, you're not makayim the mitzvah sukkah. However, when you steal karka, there we paskin karka then an gzela. So it's not called gzula, it's only called like you're borrowing it, you're makayim the mitzvah. And if you steal sticks and build the sukkah also, you are kind of the sticks remain yours, you only have to pay back the value of the sticks, therefore you could be makayim the mitzvah sukkah. So that's what Rashi says, the only case is when you steal the wagon or the ship.
Right. Yeah. Mora says, now what's his raya? So Mora says, Mimai, what's your raya? That this is the pshat, this is the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar. Midiktoni dum yudushus rabim. It says two cases originally. It says either you stole the sukkah, or else if you made it in the rishus rabim. So ma rishus rabim, the same way if you make your sukkah in the rishus rabim. The case is karka lavdidehu. We're talking about in the case that the ground does not belong to you. It's sukkah nami. The same thing in the case where you're stealing the sukkah. We're talking about lav karka didehu. We're talking about where you did not steal. In other words, the karka is not in your rishus. The sukkah is not in your property. The sukkah is in your friend's property. Like we're saying, you throw your friend out of his property. That's where the machlokes is. But if you take somebody else's sticks and you bring it to your house and you build the sukkah by you, that's called the property belongs to you. That's not the machlokes. That's Rav Nachman's raya. That's Rav Nachman's raya. The owner machlokes is dum yudushus rabim, that the property, the karka, does not belong to you. In the case where you go to your friend's property and you throw him out of the sukkah, that's where Rav Leza says is no good. But in the case where you just steal the sticks and you bring it home to your rishus, everybody holds your kind of the sticks remains yours. Therefore, there's no problem. It's not called the sukkah gzula. Right. Hahi safta diasoi lekaimed Rav Nachman. There was an old lady, a grandmother, that came in front of Rav Nachman. Omro le, she said to Rav Nachman, you should know, Resh Galusa. The Kula Rabbanan, the very Resh Galusa, is the Resh Galusa, the head of the Bnei Goyla, and all his followers, all his Tamidim, is the sukkah gzula heve yasvi. They're sitting in a sukkah gzula. In other words, probably the case was that the people from Resh Galusa went and stole her wood. And with her wood, they went and built the sukkah. So she came to complain to Rav Nachman, as if to say, all the Rabbanan there are not being the kind of mitzvah sukkah, because it's called the sukkah gzula. That's what she held. And really, like we had before, Rav Nachman holds no. In such a case, these people are kind of the wood. The wood remains there, since they built the sukkah out of it. Either it's Yish and Shin Rishus, or else it's called Takonis HaShovim, but they are kind of them, a kind of the mitzvah. All they have to do is just pay back the value, the money to the Isha. So what happened, the story was, Yasvei Tzavcha, she was standing and screaming at Rav Nachman, Lo Yashkech Bo, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't come to answer her. He didn't say anything. In other words, he held she was wrong, and he didn't answer her. Trashi Tzavcha, Tzavcha, Lahachdelo, Eitzim Atzman. She was complaining now that she wants the Rabbanan to return the wood itself. And Rav Nachman didn't answer. In other words, Rav Nachman held, they don't have to. They're not mechuyev to pay back the wood. Only they have to pay back the value, but not the wood itself. Gemara says, Omru le isasu. So this lady said, this grandmother said back to Rav Nachman, like Omru le isasu, this lady, Tehevi le liyavua tlosa meya vitimni sari avdi. In other words, to say my father, this is like Avram. In other words, I'm a daughter of Avram Avinu. This is like my father Avram Avinu, that he had tlosa meya 300 vitimni sari and 18 avodim. Safcha Kamaycha is screaming in front of you, Leashkechisubo, and you don't answer me. In other words, she started to scream to Rav Nachman, how come you're not answering me? So Rashi says, Liavusa means, Liavrom Avinu, Yelidei Beise, how many children was in his house? Shemoina also Shleshmeyas, 318. So she meant to say, like, I'm a Yid, so why don't you answer me? So Omaluhu Rav Nachman said, Tiisahi, she's Tama screamer, that's all she is. Trashi Kalania sees her, she's I'm a screamer. The Ein Lo Elo Dimei Eitzim Avad. The din is all she gets is just the value of the Eitzim. The Rabbanan have to pay her back the value of the wood. But the wood itself, they do not have to pay her back. Trashi Elo Dimei Eitzim. The Takones Chachomim Izu. Al HaMorish HaGozo. Somebody steals a piece of wood. She Benu Bebiru, and you build it into your house. She Yitol HaNigzal HaDomov. The person that was stolen from, he only gets back the value of it. So Rabbanan did not say you have to break down your house and return the beam. So exactly why Rav Nachman didn't answer and why she's screaming back and forth, maybe she was chutzpahdik, she wasn't talking nicely, so Rav Nachman the first didn't want to answer. And then he says, Tom, she's a screamer. But our core point of the locker is, like we said, in such a case, they are mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, because they are kreinerit, with Rabbanan they're kreinerit, and therefore, I mean, the only concern is, though, the shkur, there should be a psul for mitzvah above your very head still, though, the shalu is, though. Even though you want to say you're kind of the wood, but the chura, you got the wood through a maisek zela. So one thing you have to say is either it's called shina maisa, it's called it changed over now into something else. It's like not the stick anymore. Now it's a sukkah, and since a sukkah you did not steal, there wouldn't be a psul of a mitzvah above your very head. We also once spoke out before, as far according to Rabbeinu Tam, that by sukkah of a cloud there's no psul of mitzvah above yaveira, the actual sukkah. Because the sukkah itself is not really the chefs of the mitzvah. The sukkah is just a way to be able to make shade, sail. And the ikka mitzvah is to sit under the shade, under the sail. So the sukkah and the schach is under the hecha timsa, how to get to the sail. But it's not the actual mitzvah itself. So in such a case, there wouldn't be a psul of a mitzvah above yaveira. Only by a lulav, that the lulav or the adasim, that's the mitzvah itself. There would be a psul of mitzvah above yaveira. Mashenkin by a sukkah that's not called the mitzvah itself, the sukkah, the wood itself. That's only the way to make shade. But the mitzvah is to sit under the shade. Therefore, maybe also that's another reason we spoke about before, Kontra Ben Otam, there would not be a psul of a mitzvah above yaveira. That was Tosfos' original question, really. Tosfos asked the question, what do you need a new pasuk for to say? Sukkah gzulis posul of lechor, typically it's a psul for mitzvah above yaveira. That was Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answered, that's only a psul with the Rabbanan. But Tosfos asked the kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that learns that mitzvah above yaveira is a psul with the Raisa. So Tosfos bought by kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what do I need a new pasuk that sukkah gzulis posul? Pshit its posul. It's not worse than a mitzvah above yaveira. So he wanted to say, yes, sukkah is different. That sukkah is not called the actual mitzvah, the wood itself. The wood you only need in order to make it that there should be tzeil. Avada, the Torah says mitzvahs how to make this tzeil. You have to make the shade out of kosher schach with three walls. But after you have all the kosher walls and the kosher schach, the mitzvah is sitting under the shade. Just like we spoke out by a shofar. If you steal a shofar and you blow the shofar, you mekayim the mitzvah. And the pshat is also because the mitzvah is not the shofar, the mitzvah is to hear, the koil. And the koil, the voice of the shofar, is not gezel. You can't steal the voice. So here also, the mitzvah is the shade of the sukkah, not the sukkah itself. So therefore, there wouldn't be a psul, according to some sheet, there's at least a mitzvah above yaveira. According to Tosfos' pshat, that there is a psul of mitzvah above yaveira, according to say here, that the reason why these sukkahs are kosher, is because it's like shinu maisa. It's called, you changed over the wood into a sukkah, it's not the same thing you stole anymore, so that wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah above yaveira. It's like the yaveira was done with something else, and like now you have something new here, there's no psul. Amar Ravina said like this, Hai Kishura Dimatatulosa. Somebody has a beam that he put into a sukkah, the gzula, you stole the beam, and you put it into your sukkah. You made your beam, that speaker beam that's holding up the schach, is Abdulay Rabonatakanto, Mishum Takonis Morish. You should know, like you said before, the sukkah is too kosher, because Midrabonat is a takonim that you don't have to return the beam itself. Mishum Takonis Morish, like we spoke out. The Rabbanan don't want you have to break down your building to return it, then people won't return it. So it said better you're allowed to keep it, just pay back the value of it. See here also, if you stole it and you put it into your sukkah, your koiner, it belongs to you, and you're mekayem the mitzvah. Zemara says, Pshita, Maishno Me'etzim, what's the difference? This kshuma, this special type of a beam, than regular wood. Zemara says, yes, Mazel Tov, I would have thought. Eitzim Shchichi, regular wood, that's a shchiyah, that happens often. So on this, the Rabbanan made a takana to say, if you stole wood and you put it into your building, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it. Aval hai, lo shchichi, but this kshur, it's a special type of a beam, that's the supporter of the whole sukkah, that's not so shchich, it doesn't happen so often. It's not around so often, so since it's not stolen so often, I would have thought loy, maybe here the Rabbanan did not make a takana, you are not kernel, it doesn't belong to you, but you have to return it back. Kamashmullah know that there's still a takon here, you're allowed to keep it. So Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi says, Eitzim Shchichi, Rashi says, a little different. Eitzim Rashi Shchichim Liknois Bedomen. Eitzim to buy wood, if they tell you all you have to do is pay back the value, not the wood itself, it's okay. Because when you get the money for the wood, it's easy to buy wood. It's better. That when the rabbanim make a takana that if you steal somebody's wood, that you don't have to return it back, just give back the money. That's if with money you could buy wood easy. So Melo the nigzal is not losing out so much. He could take the money and buy wood. Then we let him just take the money. Mashenkin here, where you can't get a kshuva so easy, you can't get the special bean. So maybe here the rabbanim said that you have to give it back itself. Kamashma, no, there's still a takana that you're allowed to keep it and just pay back the money.
Yeah, weiter.
Masana hani mili begoy shiva. It's only during the 7 days of Sukkot. Avol abos the shiva after the 7 days of Sukkot, hoda b'yenei. Then you have to take this beam off yischach and return it back to the owner, because the only svar is when you're using it for the sukkah is a choshev thing. It's a mitzvah. It's considered. We're not going to tell you take it away to break down your sukkah. But after Sukkot, you don't need it anyway. Then we say you're not breaking down the roof. You just taken off this one beam, you have to take it off. Let's say you like cemented it down, then no. Then in such a case, we don't tell you to break down the whole roof. Then you're allowed to keep it and just give back the value. Just give back the money. That's called like a regular binyan kavua. That the law is you're allowed to keep the beam then, and you just have to pay back the money. Maratona, learn to the price, Yovesh Posel. If you have a lulav that's dried out, you know it's posel, like it says in our Mishnah. But you have Yehuda Machshir. We have Yehuda and the price that says no, a lulav ha Yovesh, a dried out lulav is kosher, you're allowed to use it. So Mara says, oh my Rabba says like this, Machloikis, where's this Machloikis in the Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav? It's a Machloikis by lulav, a dried out lulav. The Rabbon inside with the Rabbon hold, Machshinen lulav li Esrig. We learn out the mitzvah of lulav from the mitzvah of esrog. My esrog, just like the mitzvah of esrog. The Torah says, boy hodor, it says pre-eats hodor. You have to have a nice fruit. And if it's dried out, it's not called nice. That's a psalm of the raisom. Af lulav boy hodor. The same thing by lulav. We learn out lulav from esrog, that it has to have hodor by lulav. So dried out lulav is posel. That's why Rabbanan, like in our Mishnah, say, a lulav hayavish is posel. We have Yehudis sub, Rabbi Yehudos no. Loi makshina lulav li esrog. We did not learn out lulav from esrog. That what? Lulav does not need hodor. The Torah only says hodor by esrog. Creates hodor means esrog. Mashenk and lulav, Rabbi Yehudos does not have to be nice. So even if it's dried out, still it's kosher. I will be esrog. But by the esrog itself, then I'll tell you, divrei hakel, everybody holds hodor binin. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be nice. And if it's dried out, it's possible. The Rashi says, Le makshina means, Loi hukshu lilmeid ze mize, Le nitin lidrus miyatzmoi, Mikol yud gimumida shatern addresses bem, El a kal v'chayma. The only thing you can make your own limit from is only a kal v'chayma. But otherwise, it has to be a Kabbalah. So if Yehuda doesn't have this Kabbalah, he did not learn out that you make such a hekish of lulav to esrig. So esrig needs hodor, but not lulav. Avum esrig divri hako boy hodor. To hodor tzivbei. We're not going to dashen like Benazah dashens it later. Hoda means it stays on the tree from year to year. An esrog is the one fruit that stays a long time from year to year. So he doesn't dashen that way. He says hoda means nice. So he's masking, that's Rabbi's Chiddush here. That Rabbi Yehuda also is made the word hoda means nice. He just says nice only has to be by esrog and not by lulav. Is it true that by lulav it does not have to be nice according to Rabbi Yehuda? For your Tanakh, we learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yagdenu melamalo. We had before, if the lulav spreads out, if his leaves are spread out, Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to tie him up on top. You have to tie them together on top, the leaves of the lulav. Is my timer, what does Rabbi Yehuda say if the leaves separated on top, you have to tie them together? Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because you have to have a nice looking lulav? And if the branches, the leaves are spread out, it doesn't look nice. So the Chur, you see, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do need hodor by lulav. Says in the Mor, says loy. That's not the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Kidiktoni taima. The reason is like this. We learned like this. Reb Yehuda Reimer Mishum Reb Tafrin Kapos Tamarim. The Torah calls the lulav Kapos Tamarim, the branches of the palm tree. So Idashin Kapos, it has to be Kofos, means like Kofos, like tied up. That's what the word Kofos means, tied up, bound together. V'yemhoye Porid Yechavtenu, that if the leaves started to spread out, to separate, the din is Yechavtenu, you have to tie it together again. But not because of the mitzvahs of Hodur, it has to look nice, because that's the taich, that's the explanation of the word, kapos tomorrow means kofos, it has to be tied up. But it could be that if you told you do not need Hodur at all by lulav. But the Gemara again, is this true? For loiboy Hodur, is it true that you do not need Hodur according to Yehuda? For your Tanaim would learn like this, ein oigdin es halulav, ela beminoi. You're only allowed to tie the lulav together, the three minim, the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis, with the min of the lulav, like we do. We take the leaves of the lulav and we make a knot, a bow, to tie it together. So, ein oidim es lulav ela beminoi. Divir Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. My time, like, what's the reasoning? Why can't you use a silver, use gold? Why, Dafka, do you have to use the palm trees itself, the leaves itself, to make the agud, to tie it together? Lav nishum de boy hodim, isn't it because they have to look nice? And it looks much nicer if it's tied together with the same min? So you see, according to Reb Yehuda also, the lulav has to be nice. So Mara says, Lloyd, again, that's not the reasoning. Why Reb Yehuda says you have to tie it together with the same min of the lulav, with the leaves of the lulav. So Omar Rabba says like this, Afilu b'siv, v'afilu b'ikra d'dikla, that you don't have to use taka the leaves of the lulav itself. You could use it b'siv, that's something that grows around. Rashi says, Afilu b'siv, ha'godol sviva sadekla, the bark of the palm tree, v'nichrach svivav, it goes around the palm tree. Even ikwa the dikla, it's also like the roots. Trashafil bikwa the dikla. Mina klipa, part of the shell of the palm tree. Even though it doesn't even look so nice, it's not even the same color as the lulav is. But providing you're tying it together with something that comes off the palm tree. So you see, at time of the Reb Yehuda, Hossam, Lav Mishum Hodru. The reason why Reb Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of the lulav, of the palm, to tie it, is not because then it looks nice. Because you're even allowed to use the bark and the bare part of the palm tree. So if so, what's the reasoning of Reb Yehuda? Why can't you use something else? A rubber band, a cord? Why do you only have to use the palm tree? The Teretz is, Viela, my time with Reb Yehuda, Hosom de Kosovar Lulav Tzorech Agad. Reb Yehuda is a mitzvah agad. You have to tie the three minim together. Now the klal is, the Yemai Saminach Rina is going to take some other type of material to tie it together. You'll take a string, or you take cord, you take a rubber band, Heavy Lecha Mishaminim. It's still like you're holding five minim now. Hey, see, the agad is part of the mitzvah. So you're holding a lulav in your hand, you're holding a dastim, you're holding a rovus, you have yesrig, and if you have what's tied around comes from a different tree, not from a palm tree, it comes from an apple tree, it's called like you have five minim here. You have the apple tree here also. Therefore, what you're tied around has to only come from the palm tree, not to make another min. So that maybe that's trying to Reb Yehuda. So coming out in Reb Yehuda tacos, lulav does not need hodur. It's only by esrig needs hodur. Why do you have to tie it around with the min of a dekel? Because we don't want to have another min. The Rashi says, Ela mishum niksov lulav tzorech agad. Hilka kol haneged imoi hevi min ha-mitzvah. Anything that's tied together with the lulav is called part of the mitzvah. V'nim tzeroi v'v'al toisef. You have too much here. Im yagid min chamish. You take another min, you'll tie it together with a leaf that comes off an apple tree. It's like you have five minim here. That's why it's possible. The Gemara says now, Uve'esroi, mi bor Reb Yehuda hodor. But it's true what you just said, that Reb Yehuda is moida, by esroi you do need hodor. It's only by lulav not, is that true? For a tanya we learned like this, arbas minim shebelulav. The four minim, the lulav, the esroi, the adasim, and the rovis. Kishem, shein, poistim hen, you can't take less than four minim. Kachen, moistifin aleim, you can't take more than four minim, you can't have five minim. What about loy motze esrog? Let's say you can't find an esrog. This year there's no esrog. You can't find one. Loy yavi loy porish. You can't take another type of a fruit. Quinces. For loy rima, not pomegranates. For loy dovarachi. You can't take anything else. What about kamushin? If they're like withered already. They're not so fresh anymore. They're old already. Is ksherim? Yaveshim sunim. But if it's yavish, that's already post. That's no good. We have Yehudu Raimu Raf Yaveshim.
Reb Yudos, even if it's dried out, esrog also is kosher. That's the kasha. If you tell me now you have to have a hodder, it has to look nice, so how could you have a dried out esrog? A dried out esrog is not hodder. So how could Reb Yudos say you carry the mitzvah after Yavashim, even with the dried out esrog? So raya by esrog also you do not need hodder. For Yom Reb Yudos says, Maisa, once happened a story. Divnei, Krachim, the cities of Krachim. Rashi says, Shein Dorin,